Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 11 of Character Flaw. I am your host and Dungeon Master, Charles, and joining us today we have...
I'm Josh, and I'm playing the breathtaking Balthazar, Dragonborn Sorcerer.
My name is Tristan. I play as Ariel, the Elven Ranger.
I'm RC, and I'm playing as Sato the Rogue.
I'm Demi, and I'm playing as Fen, the Dragonborn Paladin.
We are going to be playing a game of Dungeons and Dragons on the 5th edition engine in a homebrewed steampunk Far Eastern setting named Ryunoji. Last time on Character Flaw, Vicious and Delicious dealt with some emotional bombs and some real ones. My Steven got very drunk and pulled the angsty teenager I hate you routine, while Ariel dealt with the angsty adult I hate you because you love me routine. BTB acted as a father and taught my Steven the meaning of the word hangover, then a little bit of real magic. Sato was paid a visit by a woman from his past and told he needed to come to a midnight rendezvous, or Fen will die. The Thieves Guild sent a message to Sato about some bombs hidden around town, and Tazva was enlisted to help disarm them. Meanwhile, Fen had a productive morning. She wrote a letter and ran some errands. The party regrouped at the general store to buy some ingredients for Balthazar's chili, but inside, Sato and Ariel found every man's worst nightmare. Women from their pasts. Talking. So it was just mentioned that the party had walked into the general store, and then Pleasure addressed Ariel, and the other woman having finally turned around, Ariel and Sato, you both recognize this character as Seiko.
I was not expecting you to be in the shop again, but, I think I'll make my way out.
Oh, what's the rush?
I have important business to attend to, not here.
Not here, but all your friends are here, Sato. All of them. All of them. She moves very quickly and closes the distance between her and Sato.
I'm gonna start moving towards the door. Get myself away.
I'll put my arm around him and bring him back in. Who's your friend, buddy?
B2B, not now, please.
Always now.
No, not now. Absolutely not.
Look, we're here to buy some shit. I don't need you leaving. You always leave.
Well...
Pleasure pipes up. Oh, you're actually here to buy something?
Well, yeah.
Oh, please, come in, come in, come in, come in, come in. So, does the party move forward at that point?
Oh, yeah.
I have no choice.
No.
Well, with BTB's dragonborn arm around your lanky little body.
I have no choice.
Your lanky little body.
Little buddy.
My little buddy.
Nobody's forcing you in, though, huh?
No, I'm just gonna. Ariel. I'm just gonna.
He's just a glutton for punishment.
I'm just gonna stay where I am. Just kind of like no.
So Pleasure pipes up again. So what is it that I can get you?
Out.
I'm gonna look over at Ariel. Hey, aren't you supposed to be, you know, kind of our like liaison here, like buying us stuff?
Fuck. Okay, we need a couple of white onions, some green onions, and as many peppers as you can, preferably hot. Some meat, of course, tomatoes, and
chili powder.
What? No, that's weird.
Chili powder, dumbass. That's not weird. It goes in chili.
I have never used chili powder.
Neither
it's
have I.
You make chili. It. You can make it from other spices.
I have literally
As
never...
As for spices, we would like spices. In character.
Spices, okay.
Yeah, we need spices too. I can't just have a fire out the ass chili. That's not good. It needs to have taste.
Not good. All right. So she moves towards the back, and there's a big wall of produce directly behind the counter, and so she starts pulling different pieces of produce down based on what you've said and gets them all into a cart. It's right about this point while she's doing all of that that Seiko moves over towards Fen and begins to introduce herself. Just for the kind of visual here, she's about 5'3", blonde short hair, and she has just a hint of crazy in the eye.
She's like a foot shorter than me.
Sato is going to like very gently start moving BTB's arm off of him and try to like shuffle out.
Start to try and shuffle out. So she walks up to Fen.
No, you won't.
No, I won't. What do you mean?
Well, you can strength contest, but you won't.
I rolled a two.
So what were those opposing strengths?
I had a 21 crit, actually.
A 21 from BTB to hold on to Sato's
so
two.
That makes me at three.
I'll feel him creeping out and I'll tighten it up like, no.
Tighten it up a little bit like, no, I want to see what's going on here.
Yeah, this is the greatest.
All right. Jesus. So Seiko goes, I remember you. Ooh, fun. You're the one that took Sato in.
Do I remember her at all?
Roll a knowledge history check.
Sato is going to start sweating.
17.
You remember someone sort of like her that you were looking for. Someone that fits the same general description that you were looking for as a criminal in town around the time that Sato first came into town as well. Back in Bamako.
Figures.
But she wasn't wanted for thievery. She was wanted for murder.
Oh, good!
We do that all the time. How can you judge?
I'm not one to judge.
I'm just saying, we stab motherfuckers daily.
Yeah.
Ours have been justified.
To us.
So, if I'm not mistaken, you're Fen, right? Right?
Yes.
Ah. Oh, Sato, you and your little friends. When will you ever learn? She gets really close to Sato, like uncomfortably close.
Fen is starting to move closer to
Sato. I'll lean down since he's in my fucking armpit. And I'll go, what's your name, Pocket Watch?
What the fuck? Okay.
Excuse me?
It's a timepiece brand. I don't know who came up with that name, but Seiko makes watches. That's all I could think of when I heard that name.
Bro.
She goes, ah, you first.
The breathtaking Balthazar.
You may call me Seiko.
I may. Never know.
That's true.
Is this your buddy too?
Who are you pointing to?
Well, my little armpit boy.
Well, we have kind of a troubled history, I guess.
Who would
have
guessed?
Troubled history. If that's what you want to call it, he was a very bad student.
Oh. Well.
Wait, what?
I didn't know you went to school.
It wasn't for school teaching. It was,
Gross, dude. I like it.
No,
I'm just dead staring at Sato like, what the fuck?
So
she taught me the proper forms of assassination. Through not-so-wanted means.
Seiko kind of snakes her way over towards Ariel, slips a hand around his waist and pulls him in tight and's been like, long time no see.
I squeak.
Squeak? What noise is that? Long time no see.
Yeah, we need more onomatopoeia on this.
So what have you been up to? Hi, Ariel.
So how much is the produce?
Pleasure has the basket sitting down and she's leaning on the counter, like both hands on her chin, like just watching this and enjoying. Three silver.
This is the first time we've seen this, Pleasure.
Yeah.
So am I fucking confused and I think it's that girl that was a bitch to me or that I was a bitch to and then she was a bitch to me at the hotel?
They look different. They're okay. Both tieflings and they have the same like type of tiefling features, but you can tell they're different people.
I can make a racist assumption that they're related.
Yes.
Because they all look
different. Also, I'm pretty sure we've been told that
yeah,
like,
you've been
they're
told.
Related.
They're,
yeah.
Okay.
And there's a pair of tiefling sisters that okay. run a couple things in okay. town.
So then I turned to Pleasure, like, so can we also get, like, some salt and pepper? Maybe that would be something.
Oh, so now
trying to, I'm just trying to ignore Psycho as much as possible.
Now, Psycho.
Yeah.
Now you're into spices.
Into spices, all right.
That's different. Like, you asked for chili powder.
That's a, what is, for chili?
You,
who the hell uses chili powder?
It's Chili!
I have never used chili
Even if
powder
you don't
when I make
use
chili.
An actual chili powder. Like, you use many of the powders that make up a chili powder,
exactly.
I guarantee it.
Okay.
Chili powder is like an allspice, basically. Yeah.
I understand that, but
okay,
just.
Moving on, Dingo.
She throws them in the basket, and.
I pay, and I.
You just slap the money down.
I'm gonna go pick out the crate, but then I realized that that's never gonna happen. So I was like, so, Fen, BTV, do you wanna carry this?
Oh, what's the hurry? Why do you want to leave so quick? Come on, you only just got here.
Reasons.
We do actually have stuff to do, ma'am.
And
we're kind of on a time limit.
Yeah, like I said, I have business to attend to, not here.
Business to attend to. Right. Like, the last time that we had a little lesson and you decided to ditch out on me.
Yep.
Don't think I've forgotten, Sato.
Look,
don't think I've forgotten.
I had good reason.
Uh-huh. And what was that reason?
I needed not to be there. That's why.
He still does that to us, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, he's constantly disappearing.
That is true.
Well, I'll have to teach a little lesson to Sato sometime soon.
Not any time real soon, I hope.
I'm gonna lean into Sato's, is that fucked up?
She winks, moves over to Sato, kisses him on the cheek, and then says, see you tonight, and then walks out the door.
Is this, like, a weird, like, am I getting, like, kind of a weird vibe from this? Like, is she your master in more way than one? Are you subservient in a way?
Sato,
actually, yeah.
Great.
Yeah,
you
I
look,
am.
You
I
am. Actually, like, Marcy the person nervous. Like, is
no,
this lady,
like,
is she,
like, this
she
person legitimately makes Sato nervous. Like,
are you
unbelievably nervous?
Bad time in your own head canon?
No, like, I wish
I didn't make this up about myself.
I hate no, it. Like, RC is a method role player.
Okay. You're doing really well.
This, like, physically makes, like, the way this character is supposed to be designed makes Sato entirely uncomfortable. And okay. Trying to play that, I have to be fairly uncomfortable.
Yeah, you're doing good.
Yeah.
Sato, help me with the crate, please. Produce.
Sure. Yeah, please.
Spices. Because god damn it, help.
Please. Oh, yeah, sorry.
If only you had some help that night, huh?
Is that fuck stuff?
That was fuck stuff, yes.
I'll tell you later.
Fucking nose!
What haven't you
You're not gonna bump it? Alright.
I'm going to grab a crate and
later.
I'm leaving right now.
Isn't it just like
getting
one
out?
Crate?
Yeah. Just.
It's a cart.
Cart?
I don't care. I'm grabbing it and leaving.
You don't take it from Target.
I mean, it, there was a basket that she was giving you. It's
people
fine.
People get it for HEB, too.
You're
like,
a hobo. If you
people steal that shit.
You guys get a basket with all the stuff in it.
Oh, sweet.
And take it.
I'm gone. Bye. I'm grabbing it. Going. Let's go. Bye.
Yeah, I'm following Sato.
Wait, are we supposed to go with you?
If you want to, I have your stuff.
I was following Sato.
You can also stay and hear some stories.
I that's kind of what I was thinking, Matt.
BTB, we need the pepper.
Promise me we're coming back.
I'll pass on dying.
He just doesn't want you to hear the stories I have to tell about
God
him.
God damn it, we need the damn pepper.
Pleasure looks like she is getting so much enjoyment out of this.
I will be back, I promise.
I don't feel like dying right now, and I'll direct that entirely at Seiko.
Didn't she leave?
And then leave.
Yeah, she left.
She did leave?
Yeah, she walked out the door. Yeah.
Okay.
So you direct it at the door and then go toward it. I don't want to die. Here's where she went.
Following her out.
This is not going to be a good thing. And I don't know where to take your stuff, so I'm going back to your...
Listen,
car.
I'll come with you. Okay. Miss...
Pleasure.
Okay, great. Pleasure. Met your sister, by the way. Nice girl.
He was a dick to her.
Doesn't like me so much. But I am enjoying this little back and forth. If we could extend this at a different time, would that be cool? Like, could I come back here?
It's always better when the one we're talking about is present, so
oh, absolutely.
You bring him back, too.
I'm not
too.
Saying just me. I mean, everyone. Like, we do have things we need to do, but I do want to come back here. Could you just tell me how big it is?
She puts out her little pinky finger.
Oh, honey, hold on. Insight check of a 4.
Of a 4?
Yeah.
It's 3.
Oh! I got real uncomfortable, actually. That's not fair. Like, I expected it to be like, oh, it's a little smaller than you think, but not that.
Oh, honey.
Not proportionate.
She just gives a nice little, like, coy smile to Ariel.
I'm not paying attention to her. I'm just trying to move the damn cart.
Sato already grabbed the cart, though.
Or he's helping me.
It kind of makes sense, though. Like, you're always drunk, so it's just pickled.
That fucking whiskey dick.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. That's incredible.
All right.
We can go. Thank you so much for the stuff.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.
I get it. Oh, I get it.
Yeah. Balance.
So
outside, I like her a lot more than the
she doesn't
lady.
Live up to her name. Before she can even say anything, I run. Like,
nice
I just get
try,
the fuck out.
Nice try at that clapback that went nowhere.
Yeah, I literally
like,
run before she can even say
like
anything.
Six burns in, and then you try to come back, and you run.
Oh God!
All right, we can go.
All right, so. The party is now outside, and since it was still, like, early morning, it is now at this point that things are starting to get hustly, bustly, things are starting to pick up, and there are people out and about. It's not so quiet anymore in Yogan.
What time is it?
Right now, it's about 10:30, 11. Hmm. The Parade of the Bones is going to be starting relatively soon.
Okay. I would like to be there for that. Follow it around. Make sure nothing happens.
Be there for what?
The bones.
Are you talking to yourself or are you talking to me?
I'd honestly, see, the thing is that I'm just kind of talking.
Right.
But you happen to be right across from me.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm like,
it's like,
I'm just saying in character, I'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
What?
Bones.
Right.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah, we got all the grenade things, right?
Yeah, but what else were they planning?
I mean,
they're probably gonna like steal the bones. Probably. I mean, if
it's
anything,
I kind of
like...
want to go see this whole parade thing because I know it's gonna be a giant clusterfuck.
Okay. I mean, we have time.
I mean, we still need. I mean, if you don't want it, it's fine. But we kind of need that pepper.
True. I mean,
the bones
go that way, right? And I point at the mountain. Sheer cliff thing.
Do they go
the giant
way?
Like obsidian dome?
Oh, don't they end that way?
That's where the temple is. The temple is at the base of the giant obsidian dome.
Yeah, there's I've heard there's peppers in there I could use. I mean, we could go over there.
We should follow the bones though, because I don't really trust anybody.
I mean, that's fine. It ends up in the same place. I mean, win-win. That's fine.
It's going to be surrounded by Jessicars. I mean, come on. You don't trust your own kind?
I didn't say that.
Who said
I'm just
I was
saying.
There to see the bones? I'm after some money.
Well, duh.
There also was the intel that Sato had helped piece together with Ariel's help about some kind of plot going on at the volcano with Mafnar the Giant.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
But yes, there are definitely some shenanigans by the volcano, but can I get some money out of that too?
Just not the Justicars.
Yeah. I'm just gonna give a really coy smile.
I just look at Sato. I was like, "Well, I mean, the phoenix feathers are gonna be in that general area, so I mean,
ooh, actually, yeah,
you know,
might be I want more win-win. Explosives. You're right.
Yeah.
Also, remember, you guys will get paid by the daimyo for stopping the eyes of the dragon.
Yeah. So I mean, you know,
but that's later down the road.
How do I know that?
Bitch
hadn't paid me yet.
I'm gonna. Sato's gonna giggle a little.
Oh, that's just out of game, but I'm just like. Yeah, right, he's gonna pay me.
You got paid. Yeah. You just got handed to someone else.
Again, Sato will just giggle a little.
Okay, so stop one is what? You wanna go to the first area where.
Well, I mean, what are we gonna do with the produce and stuff? We should probably put that somewhere.
I'm gonna head into the cart right now.
Yeah, we can go put it in.
I thought that was where we're heading back to BTB's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's go back to BTB's and put it in the bag of holding.
I thought that's what we were doing. Like, I honestly thought like we were walking and talking about what we're doing.
You're
like,
welcome.
Yeah. You guys,
moving your asses.
You guys are as Ariel said, walking and talking while on the way back to the cart. So, I mean, you get there, you can put all the ingredients away. Are you going to tell anyone to start on the chili BTB, or?
Well, no, because, it starts when, this cook-off?
Tonight. Your cook-off is tonight.
It's a really broad time frame.
Dusk, or like,
how many hours from current time?
Yeah. It's early morning right now.
You have like 6-7 hours approximately.
Yeah.
Yikes, okay.
I'll tell the little quartermaster dude that we have.
Kevin?
Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin.
if I don't, I'll show him all the ingredients. Tell him not to chop anything until it's absolutely necessary, because you want to keep that freshness. And if I don't return within, let's say, 3 hours to start the preparations. Because it doesn't take that fucking long to make chili. I don't want to make a chili 6 hours beforehand. But if I don't make it back to make it myself, he can start the preparations. But don't make it. Like, I have my own thing. I tell him I'm bringing more things. This isn't it. So.
All right, can do.
Thank you, Kevin.
Did we also get
meat? And don't forget to undercook the white onions. That's what makes a good chili.
Gonna get to know each other.
Okay.
It's an Office reference. Yes.
Okay, I'm back. I'm done being stupid.
So, where are you guys off to?
Phoenix Feathers.
Well, Phoenix Feathers, bones. So the volcano?
Yeah.
I mean, bones are volcano too.
We're going to... Everything is at the goddamn volcano.
Yes, but Finn. I want to follow the bones to the temple. That was the whole point.
It's going to be fine.
When's the parade start?
The temple has Justicars. It will be fine.
It starts in about an hour.
And let's say... a whole parade route we would think could take about how long?
It takes an hour for each of the stops, so it's going to be pretty much dusk when they get there.
Never mind. Yeah. Sorry. I thought it was real quick.
We just can't.
I'm sorry.
No, what happens is the bones go parade to a shrine, and then there's a ritual at the shrine. Then they parade to the next shrine, and there's a different ritual at that shrine. And then it parades to the next shrine, and so on and so forth, until they get to the temple where there's a big ol' ritual.
Okay.
You've already told somebody that you think some weird shit's going down, so I imagine there's heightened security. It'll be cool.
The Justicar that you told got murdered.
I might have told the Justicar that got murdered.
Well, we still have informed the Justicars that shit's
That's
going
true.
Down.
Yeah.
You did grab extra Justicars to guard the grenades.
Yeah.
I'll let you know. Like, I think it'll be okay if we go. I mean, we'll be going to the ending stop anyway. You've told people. They can kind of keep an eye on it. We've removed all these explosives.
I'm just a little vaguely worried because the last person I told got murdered.
Well,
so,
I mean, there's plenty more.
To get murdered?
Yeah. I mean,
what does that make me feel better?
Not only, to do other things too.
If
it's the end stop, then...
It's okay to put more people between murder and yourself. And if, you know, murder starts creeping slowly toward you, it's good to have a long line of...
God damn it.
You hear a huge explosion coming from the direction of the temple.
Which is at the volcano.
And there is now a column of smoke that is beginning to rise up and everyone looking over that direction.
This is where we're going anyway?
That's kind of the direction you were headed, yes. Basically. But, I mean, it sounds like one of the grenades went off.
We go, see, we should have went.
We're going to win right now! And I'm going to run off.
So, Fen, something for you to remember. Remember who you sent to defuse all of those things.
I know, that's why I'm running over there.
So, Fen starts running that direction.
Oh, your love interest.
Mm-hmm.
So. I'm going to follow.
One of.
Right. Sato starts following everyone else.
I just say, God damn it, and I start like walking towards there.
Fine. Walking, everyone else is running, and then Ariel's just like, all right, I'm going to just saunter my way over there.
Like, you know what? Fuck this.
Thank you.
God damn it.
All right, and then BTB?
I'll hang back and saunter.
All right, so the two of you sauntering.
I don't want him to be alone.
So the others sprinting. As you guys are getting pretty close to the area, Sato, I need you to roll a perception check for me.
Perception check of 11.
You, with an 11, because you know who this person is, you notice that as everyone else is looking that direction and like trying to rubberneck and like see what's going on, you notice that Seiko is walking away from that direction and has just a little bit of soot on her cheek.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
That's just something you notice as you're sprinting by. Fen, focused, vision focused, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm totally focused on what's on the other end of the explosive, because I'm panicking. I am panicking real bad right now.
You guys get over to the main area, which is a couple blocks away from the temple. It looks like a shop had a bomb go off inside of it, and there is currently fire coming out of it. There are a couple people trying to use some magic to like put the fire out, but there just aren't enough people with magic to help suppress the fire. And there are a couple of people that are injured lying there with Justicars trying to heal them. There's this one like little boy that has an arm missing right now that's just crying, and the parents are trying to comfort him. He's wearing a like charred Yogan chili cook-off shirt, and it's just yes, it's just the little version of that. So as you get there, the one other thing that you hear is one of the Justicars saying that there's a gnome still trapped inside.
Where? Where is the gnome? In the building?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Is there a way that I can... Oh, wait, it's on fire?
It's on fire.
I'm fucking running in.
All right, so...
I'm resistant to fire.
Resistant doesn't mean immune, but okay. So
all I can think
Fen is. Immediately is just like sees all of this going on, and then hears there's a gnome inside. It's just like
they
no.
Literally, I met her twice.
This gnome is on fire.
All I can think. Your fucking face. Smuggest goddamn.
So like, oh, that's good.
All right, so Fen, you charge your way into the fire. You go in and start looking around. Roll a perception check for me.
That was a nice roll.
16.
Okay, with the 16, you notice that there is the area where the explosion obviously happens. And up in that area, there is a collapsed section, and by just using a little bit of intuition, you go up to try and find it on the staircase, which starts to crumple a little bit as you are moving up the staircase, and notice just the, like, gauntlet that she has sticking out from underneath a pile of wood.
Oh, I'm gonna start digging her out.
Start digging her out.
Are you still gonna love her if she's all charred and fucked up?
Yeah.
Gross.
You're not there.
I'll immediately be like, oh, never mind.
She's not cute anymore.
I am gonna be shallow.
Fen, make a strength check.
Oh, please. 13.
13. So you begin to start digging and digging, and you get enough away, and you see that there's just the gauntlet there under the wood, and it is not, in fact, the gnome.
I'm going to grab the gauntlet and keep looking.
Okay, roll another perception check.
I swear to God, if you find another
piece
of clothing...
It's okay, I have it. I have to use mine.
If you find another piece of clothing without her in it, I'm going to be like, this bitch stripping while she's like running around.
9.
A 9? So looking around, you're not having very much luck, and you're starting to worry that you might not be able to find her in time.
Can I start yelling?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just going to start yelling Tazva.
Start yelling Tazva. You hear a little voice from, like, another... Like, there's a door frame that's collapsed, and it's like, yes, I'm back here! Back here!
Running after her.
So, it's just a collapsed door for, like, a room that was upstairs in that area.
Is there a way that I can, like, maintain structural integrity but also get through the door?
You can certainly try.
Fuck, okay.
It would be a
Carpentry check.
It would be a strength check followed by an intelligence check.
Fuck. All right.
Is this a load-bearing wall? About to find out.
Oh, no.
Now you can gift inspiration.
Thank you.
Save that gnome.
I listen.
She wants to die.
Thank Christ. Okay, so that's a 13.
A 13? Okay.
Yeah.
With the 13, you managed. Yeah, so you managed to definitely pull some things away. Let's see if you pull the right things.
That was a corner.
That was cocked.
Oh.
Sure thing that corner was cocked?
Yeah, that wasn't. I feel dirty keeping the one that was in the corner. The one that was in the corner was a 19, but it was like, it was kind of wedge, and I feel bad taking that. It was a 2.
It was a 2?
The intelligence.
Okay. So as
I'm gonna cry.
As you begin pulling these things away, a bunch of the logs fall on top of you.
Oh, that's fine.
You take 13 bludgeoning damage.
Where's my pencil? Goddamn. All right.
As a bunch of the wood falls on top of you, but it clears the path, and you can see right now that there is a, like, just covered in black soot Tazva, like, against the wall. Her arm is bleeding, the one that she normally has the gauntlet on, but she looks possibly unhurt. It's hard to tell with all the smoke and everything else that's going on right now.
I'm gonna lean next to her, and I'm gonna be like, can I pick you up? We need to get out of here.
Yes, this would be a time where you don't have to ask.
Okay, I'm going to pick her up. And then as I pick her up, I'm going to give her 5 lay on hands.
Okay.
And then I'm going to try to get us out.
All right, so you have 2 options. You can try and walk down the staircase, which was already starting to crumble. Or you can jump the balcony railing.
Gotta jump it.
I guess I'll jump.
Yeah, we...
While holding her?
Yeah,
all right.
But is there a way that I can, like, if I fail... Is there a way that I can jump and, like, have me take the brunt of the impact?
Jump back first.
Let's roll that acrobatics check first.
That's how bad you fail.
Okay. Ooh. Okay, it's just a solid 10. At least it's not, like, a 1.
Pretty average.
So a 10?
She's a 10.
A 10. Okay. So, from Sato's perspective, Fen ran in and has been in there for about 2 minutes, and while the fire is starting to get contained, the top of the building is definitely still burning, and you watched her run up the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
It's about this point you're probably starting to get a little worried, even though you're...
No, I'm already concerned because I can piece together the info there, but I know she's fire resistant.
So, while you're like thinking like, okay, maybe it is time that I actually go in and try, because you did hear like structural crashing upstairs as well.
No, I've been contemplating this whole time, should I run in now?
And... Right about the point where you're like, you've made the decision, like, all right, I'm going to go in, I'm going to save Fen. Just this armored figure comes crashing down into the center of the downstairs area. With the 10, you are still going to take 1 fall damage from that. Probably hurt your ankle a little bit and manage to, like, keep Tazva pretty okay. And at that point, I mean, you see her, she's down there. She, like, fell. It wasn't a great fall, but... She's down
there. She stuck the landing.
Yeah, and you can see that she's holding, like, a gnome covered in, like, smoke and soot and...
Pig pen.
Okay. Can I see from where I am, is the gnome okay? Like, aside from the... What...
Right now, in this, like, instant, it's like, you can't really tell. It's just, okay. You know that you're already about to go in and help, so if you're going to run in... I don't know. Are you going to run in?
No.
I'm going to try to get out of the building.
So, Fen,
there's no point in running in if I can see him.
You move yourself outside, and this is the point now where I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
Con save versus fire.
12.
Okay. So, as soon as you get outside...
They liked me when I wasn't.
Fen, as soon as you get outside, while you are resistant to fire, you're not resistant to smoke. And you went up to the second floor... And did a lot of heavy labor up there. So as soon as Fen gets out and puts down Tazva, it's like, pass out and crumples straight to the ground.
Oh,
420 blaze it!
And right about this point is when Ariel and BTB like finish sauntering up.
Damn!
I just see BTB doing like the pimp walk.
And then I'll remind you like the horrific scene that you're walking up to with the kid missing an arm and all these. Yeah.
Immediately it's... like blinders on that. Fucking bummer.
I see Fen like collapse, so I run up
to her. Go into the fire?
No.
Or is she out
there? No,
is she
outside? I'm outside.
She like just makes it outside, okay. Puts down the gnome, and then it's just like
collapsed.
So okay, passes out.
I'm gonna at least try to get her to wake up. Can I use my cure wounds on her?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that. I'm gonna do that.
The little gnome sitting here.
She's like sitting there and like immediately over and like trying to help wake her up.
I'm gonna tell her like, hold on, he's got this. He's a medicine guy.
That's right.
Okay.
And then I'll be
like, give Tasma my last potion. Be like, here, drink this.
Okay. So she.
I knew you had one more. You motherfucker.
She takes the like really large bottle and like uncorks it and starts to try and drink it with two hands.
Stop! I'm unconscious.
See? Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad?
While she's
had that potion left.
I'm unconscious.
Like trying to chug.
This is out of the game. Aren't you glad, Demi?
Really fucking cute.
Are you not glad?
While she drinks it, she's all covered in soot, right?
Covered in soot. One thing you do notice is that
wow, drow face, huh? A little insensitive.
Wow.
However, when you say that, as she's like trying to chug essentially like this 2 liter worth of health potion, she just like like coughs and starts laughing. Just you're like, terrible, you know that?
Yeah.
And then goes back to trying to drink
up. She'll be all right.
I grabbed her gauntlet too, so it should be like either on the ground or like with me or
sizzling
like
somewhere around.
I grabbed it.
So, BTB, you also do notice that there are, like, mages there trying to suppress
the
flames.
Yeah, I mean, what
flames.
Am I going to do? Am I going to press the digitation of flame down?
You can
I
do
mean,
that.
That's what everyone else is doing.
All right, if that's what they're doing, I'll do it too.
So, go over and, like, actually start to help, like,
sure. I mean, they have it under control. I'm just kind of, like, finishing
just
it.
Just, like, flick the wrist.
You're going to start doing the, like, yes, I, the breathtaking Balthazar, is helping put out this fire.
Let's let it get put out first. I don't want to take the glory and have it branch over to this fucking armless kid's house and blaze another home with my name on it. So,
fair enough.
Yeah.
So start helping suppress the fire.
Yeah. Plus your spellcasting modifier. Sorry, we're doing the cure runes thing.
All right, Ariel. So you know how to do that? It's
1d8
plus wisdom for you.
Oh,
wisdom modifier.
The wisdom modifier. So that's plus one. Okay. So it's d8. So 4 plus 1, that's a 5.
Cool.
Okay, so the 5 HP is back to Fen, and then Fen, you like start to cough a little bit after that, and then like slowly regain consciousness with the world going just spinny and then into focus and colors kind of come back.
Is spell mod not wisdom plus proficiency?
No. Mm-mm. Not on heals.
Oh, okay.
It's like adding strength to an attack. You don't
gotcha.
Have proficiency
okay.
in damage.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
Cool. Anyway.
Yes. So, the world comes back into focus for Fen. And you just notice that it's Ariel standing over you.
Just like, bitch slap me off of her.
Taz okay?
Yeah, she's fine. I gave her my last potion. She should be okay. We should probably take her to the temple, though, to get her healed.
I'm still
Fen,
late.
As Properly. You're, like, opening your eyes, you look over, and it's like, she's okay. He points, and you just see her, like, finishing off the health potion with the two hands.
Yes. Thank you for letting
And you pass out again.
Yeah, basically, I'm just gonna be like, oh, and then I'm just gonna, like, lay there.
Just
like,
instantaneous nosebleed, just pass back out.
Yeah.
So toot.
I'm still just gonna lay down. Just be like, you're trying to chill. It's cool.
So after she finishes that, she'll go over and like kind of go down and try and hug you as hard as it is. At least like hug around the neck. Goes, thank you for saving me.
That was the least I can do.
I really didn't think I was gonna get out of that one.
Anytime.
Sato is gonna go up to our gnome and hand her a handkerchief to kind of clean off some of the soot.
Which she will take and start to try and wipe off some of the soot.
Thank God.
Can you just like...
I will also now address her and ask if she happened to see a really angry looking short blonde chick.
Not that I'm aware of, no. Tried to think back. I really didn't see much of anyone. There was a tip that there was one more grenade that you didn't tell me about, and I had disarmed all the others, and right when I had got here, I had started the process of it, and, well, it went off in my hands, and would have lost it if not for the gauntlet, so.
That bitch.
I'm going to point to that kid and be like, ooh.
He could have really used that.
How do you get any extra gauntlets?
Well, he only has one.
I might be able to make something for him, but I'm afraid my gauntlet is probably destroyed.
Well, actually...
I have it.
Yeah, I see it over here.
So, like, now that you actually take a look at the gauntlet, you realize that it... Like, the hand of it, the metal is peeled back and blasted apart, and most of the gauges on it are, like, all the way to the max, and, like, enough that it almost, like, blew the glass out of them. It protected her arm from a straight grenade blast, but still not a great thing to have happen.
So you think you could make Luke a new arm?
I could certainly try.
I think it would be good. This is too much humanity for me to stare at right now. I wish it would stop.
The parent is still there, like, trying to calm the kid down, who's, like, just sitting there rocking back and forth slowly.
Aww.
Hey.
Ariel, did you just really just, hey.
The one person who could go do something.
What could I have done?
Tech, heal him and let a little graft of skin get over that. Jeez.
What?
He does have other people there, like, trying to take care of him.
Okay, cool.
He's got Justin Cars
around
him.
But it sounds like he's got people, like, emotionally, like, hey, buddy, sorry about your arm. Like, what the fuck? Like, do something.
No, I mean,
that sucks.
I know it's bleeding. It sucks. Really hurts.
Well, he does have the one Justicar that, like, went to the back of the police cruiser and pulled out the little teddy bear and is like, look, it's a teddy bear. It's okay. He also has the other Justicar that's, like, trying to use some healing magic to help with this.
Okay.
I'm going to get your nose.
Oh,
I'm going to get your nose.
Just like they got your arm.
I'll get your arm.
Oh, wait, sorry.
Need a hand?
We're horrible people.
I tried to refrain from it. You guys just kept going. I'm like, I have to.
Anyway.
Put one little arm back on the teddy bear so it looks like he only has one. It's like, it's okay. He's
just
normal
cut
too.
Off the other arm.
Cut off the bear's arm.
So, Sato.
No, you match.
You feel something like touching one of your pouches.
I immediately reach for it.
And as you do, when you reach back, all you get is like a slip of paper.
I'm going to grab the paper and unfold it or whatever and look at it, investigate it, read it, whatever.
So, it's in Thieves' Cant.
And all right.
It says, sorry about your friend, but the target that I was really after was eliminated, but just remember one thing. I'm the one that tipped her off. I can get all of your friends.
I'm going to just crumple the paper up and I'm going to go throw it in the fire.
Which just burns.
And while I'm watching it burn, I'm just going to mutter, damn it. And then just go back and I'm just going to sit on the ground next to Tazva.
No. Oh. And me, because I'm still just sitting on the ground.
You sit on the ground next to Tazva, and Tazva's just standing there, and you're about the same height. You're about eye level.
How cute!
Okay.
I hate it.
I need to draw this now.
Yeah.
I have an idea.
Well, that was horrible.
So...
There wasn't even a grenade here. There wasn't even supposed to be a grenade here. What?
Clearly there was.
I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.
Okay.
This one wasn't one of my grenades.
Wasn't one of your grenades.
So someone stole your idea?
I mean, it's really just a lot of explosive material inside a very compact space so that when a little bit of fire hits it, it just combusts and causes a huge explosion. It's not really a revolutionary concept.
I'd never heard of it.
I was about to say, like, you could totally sue them.
Well, you guys know what gunpowder is.
I'm just saying, like, they have, like, the general shape. You go like, hey, that's my idea.
It's a
circle.
Give
me money now, bitch.
Trademark circles.
Should we focus on something more important, perhaps?
How's the fire doing?
The fire right now, like, as you're starting to do that, like, a couple of the other people that are helping do it are looks like, hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it. The fire is, like, actually starting to get under control to where it looks like it won't spread, but the building is probably lost.
What?
Well, okay. What's going on, Josh? What you laughing about?
I'm trying to think of something. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Like, still prestidigitation the fire. I'm waiting, like I said, until it got to where it was almost out. Be like, headline reads, Dragonborn puts out fire. Young boy saved. As right. That dude's like, hey, thanks, man. I'm like, and all the glory.
All right. So the You're fire welcome. Is getting to about that point where it'll be fine. It'll be contained pretty easily. For the party, what do you guys want to do now?
For one, I would like to stand up.
Okay.
I look at Finn and I ask her, do you need to go to the temple to get better healing done?
I mean...
Because, I mean, for sure, we need to drop off Tazva so she can get her hand checked at.
Definitely, looked at. Definitely.
Going that way anyway, right?
Yeah, we're going to the general area anyway.
I'm really fine at this point. Don't worry about me. It was more so worried about being trapped and burning alive than...
Hey, what building
my
is this?
Hand.
Or was this?
Oh, just a little cafe, had a couple of rooms. There was some sort of a visiting dignitary that was staying here, but I'm afraid that the blast got him.
So wait, so you...
Oh, well.
You were disarming all of the bombs that you knew of. Then this one that went off is somebody else's?
Yes.
Was there one that you knew of in this location also? Like, why were you here?
Someone had informed one of the guards, and the guards said there was an extra one here.
And then why did it blow up?
Well, I'm not entirely sure, because I started to do the normal things. I heard a click and, well... Gut reaction, grab it with the gauntlet.
Okay. It just seemed weird. I'm not, like, accusatory or anything. I'm trying to figure it out in my own head.
It seemed like there was a trick ignition, almost.
Like, they knew you would just try to disarm it. Maybe.
Yes, because I think what really did it was the jostling from my little drill is what set it off.
Oh.
I think. I'm not entirely sure.
Okay.
Well, at least you're okay. I mean...
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Yes, I'm quite appreciative of that. Thank you. Thank you again, Ben.
So one person died?
Yes. At least. And that I'm not sure if any others did.
Who was that?
Some visiting dignitary from a nearby seaside town.
How dignified?
I'm not exactly sure. I'm not really on the up and up of the political culture.
Okay, I'm just making sure it wasn't somebody terribly important to me. Because that could be bad. For my coin purse.
Oh my god. I'm pretty sure he's still in Bonito.
Okay. Thanks for your help. Sorry you almost died.
Well, when someone says, hey, I need you to disarm a bunch of bombs, well, that's a possibility for the day.
I'm going to just kind of lean over a little bit and whisper to Tazva, go to the temple and stay there. And then I'm just going to straighten myself back out.
Was I close enough to hear that?
I mean, you're not leaving Tazva's side based on what everything I would assume about your character, so you probably heard that.
Okay.
Tazva just looks very confused and goes...
No, I second that. I second that. And third that, actually.
I think I'd rather just go back to my shop, so... As far as we know, that's all of the bombs. Tell the guards to come find me if any more need disarming today, but I really want to just go take a shower.
I don't blame you, actually.
A steamy shower.
But
she looks all soot up.
Oh. All soot up? All right.
Well, so anyway,
you're welcome.
A steamy shower with some Sex Pistols playing in the background.
She begins to walk off, her little legs moving very quickly to make her move.
Cute. I hate it.
Okay, I really hate to be that guy, but we kind of need... We're burning daylight.
Yeah, so it's... Never mind.
It's out.
One of the Justicars nearby just goes, oh. Looks at Fanny and just, oh.
Anyway, hey man, don't we have somewhere to be?
Kid. Yeah, go take care of that kid, asshole.
Different Justicar.
You could use another.
Use it. Never mind. Anyway,
Are you sure you don't need to, like, get extra healing or...
Skulls, yeah.
Do we have somewhere to be?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're going toward the...
But we're going to be facing up off... Shit. We're going to be facing off up a... off or up? Anyway, we're facing a giant, so we need you at your peak condition.
Okay, so...
Facing up. Never that.
It's just lying on the floor.
Technically, we'll be facing up.
Oh, okay.
It's right. A fucking giant!
This is fair.
Fuck you guys.
This is fair though.
You can face
off. No, I'm with you, dude. I'm with you.
He's still gonna be taller than you.
Sko, that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
So the party's gonna go get healing first and then head towards that illegal cave that you're not supposed to go into by law?
Yeah, sure.
All right,
but
cool.
But we're not talking about it.
Not talking
out
about
loud.
It.
Only one person gives a shit about that part.
We're not talking about that.
Yeah. I'm still pleased that Fenn's about to break the law with me.
I'm not talking about that.
So, you get your healing, you get yourself healed to max, and head over towards the area where you know you're not supposed to be. You know that you've reached that area because there are signs all around basically saying in every language available, don't go this way. Do not enter.
We're on the right track.
Video game logic.
If it's just like a bunch of signs and stuff, Sato's just gonna like get up to it and then just like hop to the other side of it. And then turn around and flip off the city.
Booty shake.
Do a little bit of that. Flip off the city. Shake your booty a little bit.
I just walk over the signs.
Yeah, it's fine. It's not difficult.
I'm glad somebody's just, like, having fun, though.
Signs posted in the ground along a route.
Fenn is, like, really paranoid, like, looking behind and just, like, making sure there's no one around. I'm just like, guys, what are we doing?
I mean, it's not like they're going to follow us.
You don't know that.
As soon as Fenn crosses that line, I'm going to be like, oh, Fenn, look, there's someone behind you.
I'm panicked and looking around.
There's no one.
God damn it. There could be, you don't know. I'm still super paranoid looking around.
The party begins to head up this path where the ground shifts from the cobblestone and dirt kind of path to this rather rough obsidian just archway that leads you up and to the side of the volcano, away from the city and around the back, right around the entrance of this cave. As you guys get to this area, there's a couple like over on a blanket that were like starting to get hot heavy that see everyone come up and they're like, oh,
nice.
Hey,
nice.
Yikes.
Hi.
What are these people types?
Oh my God.
It's a couple of elves.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
And the like female is bright red and like trying to take the blanket and covering herself, and it's just the guys there's just like, hey, so you guys gonna just like move along or
you didn't see us, we didn't see you.
Okay, sure.
Cool. We start walking. I start walking anyway. It's like,
I mean, the cave entrance is like right there.
Okay.
I mean, I just start. I fuck it.
And
just,
then
literally,
you just go up to the cave entrance and just start dry heaving the air.
All right,
I'm gonna lean down, offer a fist bump to the homeboy.
He'll fist bump you back.
Slip in my card in between his knuckles and be like, "Nice." It just says breathtaking Balthazar, sorcerer at large.
Sorcerer at large.
He takes the card and, like, looks at you. He's like, all right.
Show later tonight. Maybe clothe yourself, but I like your style, kid.
All right. He crumples up the card as soon as you turn away and you hear that noise.
He has no pocket. I don't care if he crumples it. He already read it.
Yeah, he knows.
It did its job.
He just, like, pulled a Deadpool and shoved it between his crack.
I don't care.
All right, so you guys head into the cave itself?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cave of Wonders.
All right. And as you guys go, you hear her being like, I thought you said no one would come this way. And he's like, calm down, it's all right.
Somebody's
all
right. About to.
And
hopefully, I mean.
God damn it.
That guy looks like a jealous lover. She's not coming.
The guy yells back just like, shut up, please.
Nice.
As you proceed into the cave a little bit deeper, you start to notice...
God damn it.
You start to notice nests. And the nests are made of little piles of rock as well as dried twigs, like ash and soot that were mixed with a little water.
These fucking assholes from
nests.
The road again?
Yeah, probably.
Little firebird.
Sato wishes to stealth.
Okay.
Ooh, nice. 22?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
For a stealth check?
22 for Sato? Okay, and is anyone else stealthing?
First, before I stealth, pour a little water on my feetsies.
On your feetsies?
Yeah.
On your feetsies.
Okay.
I don't want them burned. And then I'll start stealthing.
Alright, so roll stealth.
20, not natural.
20? Okay.
I have a disadvantage for in plate, right?
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
Because as you move, your armor...
Oh,
and I'm like really good at stealth. Hell yeah, boy!
Eight.
It's a 19. 24 for me.
24. All right.
Eight.
We got sneaky motherfuckers in this bitch.
Eight.
Aw.
Kuchunk.
So well, as you guys do, not only does the like plate mail, because you got plate armor,
I got
right?
Plate. Yeah.
So not only does the plate that she hasn't been wearing for very long like make a lot of noise, but you guys are in a cave. Made from obsidian that's just like echo. So it's like ka-ching, 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 ka-ching.
We're like, man, this would be a great place to see a show.
I whispered to him, no, that's not a good idea. That's really, really not a good idea.
Like, but be quiet.
And can you remind us what we know about, what was this, the giant Mafnar?
Mafnar?
Yeah, can you remind us what we know about him?
He gets angry easily. He doesn't like people, especially humans.
Well, isn't there... Well, no, weren't they doing, like, negotiations or something like that with him? And that's why we're not supposed to go this way?
Yeah, he can control the volcano.
That's right.
He doesn't want anyone in here.
Yeah. But we don't know for sure if he can control the volcano. But he threatens it. Yeah. Right? Isn't that it?
He claims he can. Either way, he's near the volcano. So
yeah, okay.
Probably not
just,
a good
just
idea.
Just making sure.
To piss him off.
Allegedly. Maybe.
Can we search for phoenix feathers?
Oh!
I really want to blow shit up.
You want to search for phoenix feathers?
Yeah, if they're too close to the nest, I'm just going to not.
Okay, well, roll a investigation check.
I don't like what he rolled.
I heard a die,
yeah,
too.
I heard
like,
dice.
That's why I haven't said anything. I'm like,
It's a 9. Which one's the investigation again? Plus 10. It's an 11.
An 11? You actually managed to find a couple of feathers that mm-hmm. you identify as Phoenix being a ranger just around on the floor and by the nests.
Oh, geez, it's a Phoenix nest.
How many does he get?
He gets about 3.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
At this point, you guys begin to hear some echoes coming from down the cave that sound like very large footsteps.
Fuck.
I'm gonna tell her.
Feet. I'm standing fuck. Still.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Stop moving.
And the light that is coming from the other end, there's a giant shadow that passes across, and you guys notice like a just large, you can assume is a calf, maybe, just pass by the entrance to the cave.
Resist the urge to say. Nice calves, bro.
What are those?
Skipping leg day. Nope.
So the party, what are you doing?
Fucking holding still if it doesn't see us. Is that the whole thing? Like it's happening
same.
In front of us?
Yeah, here, as far as you can tell.
Bit of ways out.
Yeah, I'm trying
I'm not moving.
Yeah, fuck that.
Same.
Probably like scooty on away from the nest as far as possible.
If I can
just
reasonably
case.
Believe that it doesn't see me, I wouldn't move.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's about this point that
fuck.
You start to feel a lot of heat from right behind you.
Fuck.
And as you look back, there are now 2 flows of magma blocking your path backwards.
Liquid hot magma.
Fuck.
So I guess you're gonna have to come down here, aren't you now?
I'm sorry.
I get up and I start walking.
Alright.
New cave, who dis?
God damn it.
Well, considering it's my cave, I'm the one that should be asking, who dis?
Fair enough.
BTB, please stop.
I mean, if I'm gonna die, I'm gonna die in style.
No one's dying. Come, stop.
Several people have died. Just hasn't been us.
I mean us.
We even had a little boy lose an arm. Come on.
Yeah, but he didn't die.
There's a 90%
lost an arm.
Yeah, but he didn't die.
It's an arm.
Let's go. Okay, let's... I think
we're... Will you choose? Please stop arguing.
Are you walking toward it?
Yeah, might as well... The freaking back wall is coated in magma. What am I supposed to do? Just have my dick in my hand?
Knowing you. Yeah. But you're... I just learned it might not fit in there. I'm kind of like investigation check.
Sato's just gonna like
try to find it.
Sato's trying not to choke.
It's a natural and then I'm just... 20 or you just can't.
So I guess...
Can like a giant hear us bitching to each other?
Yeah, I'm not trying to deal with any of you shites, so make your way down here or I fill the whole tunnel with magma.
See what I mean?
Okay.
Sato's gonna grumble and start heading towards our
friend. What's his name?
Mafnar.
Oh.
Mafnar.
Hey, Mafnar, while we're walking toward him.
Please don't say anything.
Wait to address me till you're in my chamber.
What did I say?
Dude.
You don't address them. God damn it.
I just wanted to tell you, I love your adjectives. I mean, filling a tunnel with magma, your chambers, I'm loving it. Can't wait to see the interior of your chamber.
As you... find your way towards the end of the tunnel.
And the anterior.
As you find your way to the end of the tunnel, you are met with a being that is 20 feet tall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did. That was out loud.
He is stout with fire for hair and a long flowing beard that almost flows like magma itself.
Sick dude.
And he has this obsidian armor that he is wearing.
This dude looks pretty cool. We're gonna die.
I'm thinking, like, he looks like Ares.
So dude. He gets down to one knee and then bends forward towards all of you. His head is larger than all four of you put together.
I will nudge Ariel and be like, this is your friend, right? Say something.
I speak in giant, like, hi. Again.
Oh, well, I guess we don't know what we're saying. Or his saying.
Uh-uh. No, you guys can't hear shit. You didn't know that being a dumbass.
It's really loud.
Yeah.
It is very loud.
So,
hello.
We're not here to fight. We're not here to disturb you in any way, shape, or form.
There's never been a time you've come and not disturbed me, Ariel.
I understand this, and I'm like starting to shake with rage. I'm trying to calm myself down. Just like, I truly am sorry about that.
And so what of your friends then?
Well,
why don't you speak so they can understand too?
Did he say that in a
He says that in common.
I'm gonna be like, so shit, the guy, where'd that accent come from? Shit got thick.
So the guy in the copper dragonborn, that is the breathtaking Balthazar.
Present.
The half-elf is Sato.
I'm just gonna stand there. I'm not gonna say anything.
And the golden dragonborn, that is Finn, the, she's a knight.
The golden dragonborn.
Yeah.
A knight, then.
She's not here for trouble either.
So why is it that you've come?
Peppers?
I'm gonna be honest with you. Mixture of, we need peppers for, a very important task at hand. And we had reason to believe that there was a group of vagabonds and rogues coming in here through a special tunnel within the cave to steal the dragon bones. Or the dragon's bones.
No such people have come through. And if you're looking for something spicy...
Hold on.
And he hawks
a bowl out.
He hawks a huge fat loogie down in front of all of you where it splashes up and like gets onto your shins.
Does it look spicy?
I mean, it's literally steaming.
Scoop a little up.
Scoop with your
Scoop
spoon.
A little
yeah,
up.
Yeah, your
mental spoon.
I already emptied my water pouch, so just put it in there and be like, roll. Could work.
You're a weird dragonborn, you know that.
Very.
Serves me well.
So, give me one reason. why I shouldn't kill you.
Insurance?
Not good enough.
Worth a shot. I knew that asshole was selling that to me for no reason.
Did we get anything for the chili cook-off, or is it just, like, a pissing contest?
I mean...
Mostly pissing contest.
Okay, sure. Never mind.
Basically.
I could make you a delicious chili, but I'm going to have to leave, and then I'll be honest, I'm not coming back.
Well, is there anything you would like?
You're just the worst.
I know.
I'd like for people not to come to my volcano.
So you lock them in because you hate them?
BTB, please stop talking.
Just asking.
See, here's the difference. Now I have four little snacks in here.
Dragonborn don't taste around very good.
I turn around, I don't see any birds, it's just nests. I mean, yeah, there's like four nests, you're right.
Those are his phoenixes. Please don't mention them.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Please don't. Don't say anything.
He starts looking angry.
Dragonborn don't taste very good.
That's yet to be seen.
Empirical evidence that I've seen says otherwise.
I point to him. He's got a point.
You're not helping.
He has a serious offense.
I'm reserved that I'm dead. Like
he reaches down with the giant fingers and picks up BTB.
Oh no.
Brings him up to the 20 feet.
How's he look real close?
Real close? Those pores are dirty. They're
gross.
Giant. His breath smells awful.
He can do a magic show. He can do a magic show for you.
Saddle's gonna pipe up and say, the only thing I can offer is the Thieves Guild protecting the entirety of your, like, on the other side of the caution sign area. I can have that completely blocked
BTB
off.
Could possibly enchant traps in the entrance.
I'm gonna start prestidigitation clean his pores. Just in little patches.
Just little patches of pores?
Just cleaning some pores until he wants to put me down or do something else. Just like, ew, ew, ew.
He will pull you further away from him, which
you're lost.
I believe will still be within your range.
That's fine. Yeah, I'll keep it up. I'm just doing it like in a perfect pattern to try to like take over the whole thing.
He then turns over the giant like pool of magma here inside the base of the volcano and slowly lowers BTB down towards the surface.
Hot, hot,
and it's getting
hot.
Very hot.
We can enchant. We can block the entranceway. We can make sure that no one enters your cave without your permission.
You mean like you just did, again, Ariel.
No, that last time was a different time.
He puts BTB down and then moves down towards Ariel.
So glad my feet were wet.
The last time it was for Tazva. And you know Tazva, you can't say no to her.
I can, and have.
But it's Tazva, come on.
He brings up a finger like he's gonna flick you. And puts it down in front of you.
Oh, it's just gonna kill me.
That's insta death.
Maybe we just leave, though?
So I'm staring at the finger and I'm saying, hey, anyone want to chip in, please?
Yeah, I just...
For the love of the ancestors or whatever god you believe in?
Is there anything in this room we could do anything with if he's gonna be, like, a crazy asshole?
Don't fight him.
So,
I mean, like,
around,
maybe a different exit or something?
Yeah.
Like,
roll a... Perception check, BTB.
Perceive! I perceive at a 15.
I perceive
at a 15? So you notice that there are a couple of other ways to get in here. There are definitely a few other tunnel entrances. And one thing that you notice that is kind of odd is there are beds for, like, your-sized creatures against a wall in the far corner. Like, hidden in shadow, but definitely bed.
Maybe we could just stay here. I mean, you have accommodations.
Mafnar, at that point, immediately turns and just makes a swipe at BTB. Very slow swipe.
I'm like, no. You don't even move.
No.
Just force of wind.
I just imagine they're like, no.
Like pulls out a phone or like plays Sudoku.
So that's a 17
selfies.
What?
I mean, I'll shield
Wait,
it.
It was slow. Oh, you're gonna shield it. Okay.
17.
Yeah.
Okay. So the slowness just means that, like, for the size, like, for you guys, you're like, that moves slow, but in reality, once it actually gets down to you, it's quick.
It's gonna fuck you up.
So you can shield that, BTB?
Yeah.
All right, so you, like, take the hit and you throw up the shield, and the arm actually just, like, gets stopped dead, at which point...
I would say, please don't.
Why did you do that?
Turns and looks down.
So I didn't die.
I meant your comment. Oh.
So you think that you can fight a giant, do ye?
No, I asked to live here. And then you hit me. Like, this is not a good bode well for our relationship. Like, we're going to have to talk about this on Lori.
Where do you find the damn beds?
What?
They're over there. And I point to the beds.
Why do you have...
Why do you have...
Here.
Not Mathnar, why do you have beds?
They're like baby beds for us. They're not big boy beds.
That's why it's weird, yeah.
Well, there is one, like, very large, like, sleeping surface made of obsidian off to the side.
That sounds fucking comfortable.
There are...
I like rock. I sleep on rock. I eat rock.
It's a big hole in the wall. You don't want to know what I do with rock. That no exit tunnel, only entrance.
Was BTB actually saying this?
No, hell no. I got bitch slapped for asking for a place to stay. I'm not doing that.
Say it, see what happens.
No, I'm good.
At this point, he will reach down again and pick up BTB. Bring him very close.
Pores.
Why do you insist on being so frustrating? All you tiny people.
To be fair, Mafnar, BTB is always like that.
Can confirm.
I concur.
Also, I mean, you just look, like, I'm gonna eat you, so what am I gonna do? Like, I'm trying to be friends with you. I literally just asked for a place to stay. I don't know how this is frustrating to you. I'm trying to figure out what you want from me that doesn't involve being eaten.
So putting that on a tab, Mafnar, why...
Hold on. Roll a persuasion check.
Persuade!
Shelfish.
He yells. I'm pretty good at that, actually. That's a plus six, so 18.
An 18? Okay. So he takes you, and he drops you, and you fall 20 feet.
Ow.
Oh, that's gonna hurt.
Which does 6 damage from falling. And then says,
you know what I want? I want that village to burn.
I knew it.
And all you tiny people to burn.
If you give me the peppers, I will light some mouths on fire.
Not the kind of burning I'm talking about.
We can't come to any agreement here, anything like that.
A house burned down today.
Baby steps.
They're getting there.
Roll a persuasion check. With advantage.
Oh, okay. One of them was a one.
I know, I saw that.
That'll be 19.
19?
Mm-hmm.
And that was your doing?
Actually, that was mine.
Roll a deception check.
That's actually
Dude,
not...
I'm probably better at deception than you.
Buddy.
15.
15?
I'll say group effort, if you're going in on this. That'll be another 18. You're like fucking assholes.
He smiles. And Ariel, you have never seen Mafnar smile before.
Is he floss?
No.
There's some... Never mind.
Inflamed gums.
They are yellow teeth, holes in them, inflamed gums.
Ugh.
Like scurvy looking nasty.
Vegetation, the teeth. Start with the hole. It's like fucking Ed, Ed, and Eddie in here. Like, nasty ass teeth.
You're a performer, huh?
Oh, no.
I bow.
Then tell you what. I'll strike a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Some other little people like you have been a thorn in my side.
In what way?
Well, they've managed to find something of mine that means I can't do anything to them.
Just so, vague enough to keep me interested.
Okay, so what is it, and who are we going up against?
I shoot a firebolt, and I'm like, I can burn him.
He smiles a little bit wider. My phoenixes have been captured.
Oh.
And if you go rescue my phoenixes...
Mm-hmm. Are they hostile?
They're phoenixes, yes. They're
peckish.
Yes. They're not
then
our phoenixes.
I will
phoenix-
tell you...
Fucking pass.
Oh my god!
Just
stop!
I was like, whoa, what?
Shut up!
Are they gonna peck me?
No.
I was literally about to like come over and fucking
that
punch you.
That would be an Ariel move, no.
If you rescue them,
mm-hmm.
then I'll also tell you where the other little people are.
What other
but right now I like them more than you.
Okay.
Since they're gonna burn that little village.
Okay.
But rescue my phoenixes?
Do you have any leads on their whereabouts?
I know right where they are.
Name it.
That sounds like exactly what I was asking for. I will take that information, please.
Then get my phoenixes.
Gimme that information.
And that's where we'll end this episode of Character Flaw.
What?
Okay.
So thank you for tuning in for another week. Where can the people find you on social media?
You can find Josh at BT Balthazar on Twitter.
You can find Tristan at TristanDimitri7 on Twitter.
You can find RC at The Cold Twat on Twitter.
You can find Demi at Hemindem on Twitter.
Still love The Cold Twat. All right, and I'm Charles, the host and Dungeon Master. You can find me on Twitter at DapperJackal. You can also find all of us on DapperJackal.com, where we have some cast bios up, and we should be posting a lot more backstory information for everyone pretty soon. So check it out there, and until next week, thanks for listening. Bye!
Bye-bye! Bye.